Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 3 Term 4 Staff podcast. I'd like to start with saying a massive thank you to all staff who were involved with the lead-up and the running of the Year 12 final day last Friday. It had a really lovely feel to it. I know the students had a lot of fun, and it all seemed to be good-natured. We were laughing with each other. The luncheon itself was a really great celebration, and I'm really glad that we were able to finish the school year off in a formal way with the luncheon and everybody having a good time. I know there was a fair bit of clean up to be done afterwards, and I appreciate those staff that were involved in that. The catering was amazing, the company was really great, and I appreciate everybody's efforts in that, particularly the leaders involved in the senior school. I want to also say thank you to those staff that have spent half an hour of their time over the last week talking about their opinions and feelings around the 2019 school year. I appreciate that people have been honest with their positives and negatives and things that have perhaps not gone to plan, and what we need to do to learn from those experiences this year for 2020. I'm looking forward to the new week. I'm looking forward to those staff that are booked in during this week. If there are any others that are keen to catch up with me for a little while, please make a time through Rachel. Local delivery offerings from the public sector, as well as some sharing of subjects with Navigator College have been set. I'm really happy with the progress that has made in a relatively short period of time, and a lot more slipstreamed. We've got a number of staff who have agreed to deliver in a local delivery setting with the public schools, and that has come with a little bit of extra teacher staffing time, which I'm really happy with. And it looks like those local delivery classes will be standalone rather than sitting within mainstream classroom settings. And I'm also being pleased with the fact that we've been able to share some staffing time, particularly around Japanese, with Navigator College. The VET offerings to other schools have also been advertised as well, so it may well be that we pick up some students, particularly around our trade training centres. And thank you for those staff who are being prepared to be flexible, not only this year, but also preparing to do that for 2020. Moving on to this coming week, please be aware that Year 12 exams continue, and in particular the Indonesian oral exam is happening this coming Monday afternoon. So please be conscious of your movements around the senior floor and its vicinity. Those oral exams are particularly difficult to do over the phone considering our country setting, and please just be conscious of your own communication in the area, but also maybe reminding some students that they need to be quiet in that area as well. You will see a range of Year 12 students around during this week. Some subjects will continue in a formal setting during lesson times. Others, students will just be dropping in to see their teachers. So there will be some senior students floating around out of school uniform. It's business as usual for the rest of the school and the four-year levels, and obviously the stage one exams are starting to be prepared for, and obviously the exam period for them is going to be an important one leading into their final year in 2020. I want to also assure people that the leadership team are working hard on staffing for next year. We're looking at offering some contracts in the next 2 to 3 weeks to get them secured. So if there are particular needs and wants, please make sure you speak to your relevant curriculum leader so that we get the latest information that we need to make sure we make the best decisions for next year. If there are any staff that are looking to take some long service leave, can they make sure they have that information to Joe as soon as possible, please, so that we can get all of that mapped. And to finish off, another maths joke for all of you to think about. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? The answer is a very lovely pumpkin pie. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.